nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Only do it, he said he would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Only do it, yes he will. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed how it turned out, it's only his grace. Only do it, he said he would. So I trust him at all times. I'm about to lose it again, I'm about to let him know where I'm from. Don't take me there again, just call on Jesus, my friend. Get me back in line one more time, cause he's always listening. Ain't nobody perfect, everybody's hurting. Need your whisper, Lord, save me from my weaknesses, cause they're always on time. Come and get your breakthrough, cause I'm gonna get mine. Only do it, you said you would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night.
Brenda Spann coming to you from the Now Network radio broadcast. It is truly, truly an honor to be here today. I give all praise and all glory to God. The psalmist declares in the book of Psalms, the 27th chapter, it says, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple." Oh, hallelujah. That's one thing I desire. Oh, hallelujah. Bless his name. Oh, I have a powerful word today. Today is a day of celebration, a day that we should all rejoice in, and we are going to celebrate the mothers today. Hallelujah. We want to bless the mothers today. If you are a mother, we are celebrating you. Whether you are an auntie, a grandma, a sister, a foster parent, an adopted parent, maybe you are just a mentor that has taken on a role as a parent, we are going to celebrate you today. Oh, bless his name. Our mother takes on enormous responsibility when they are responsible for a child. Oh, I have to say that again. Our mother takes on enormous responsibility when they are responsible for a child. And can I go further? Even our adult children as well. We have adult children just will not leave home at all. Oh, that's his name. Our text today will be coming from the book of 2 Samuel, the 21st verse through the 6th to 11th verse. If you have your Bibles, you get your notepads out, come on and study with me today. We will discuss a woman by the name of Rizpah, a woman that showed great dedication to her children. Oh, we want to bless the mother today and let them know that we truly appreciate you. We know that the job is not easy, but it's worth it. It's worth it. I know many times as I was growing up, I gave my mom probably headache, migraine, everything. But that did not stop her from loving me. That did not stop her from taking care of me. And if my mom is listening today, I want to say, I thank you. I love you. Oh, bless his name. Oh, God is worthy to be praised today. Oh, we want to give honor to God today for our mothers. We want to give, you know, sometimes we only celebrate them only once a year. We need to celebrate our mothers all year around. Bring them roses. Take them out to dinner. Take them to the movies. You know, do something nice for them. I know many children today, maybe, I know they probably is doing something real special for their mother for Mother's Day. But we want to salute our mothers. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord, giving you honor, giving you praise, giving you worship, oh God, giving you glory for who you are. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the word that's going to go forth today. We ask that you speak through me. As I decrease, may you increase, God. Lord, we ask that you speak a word to your people, oh God. Lord, give them a word of revelation today, God. Lord, we thank you. As we are celebrating Mother's Day, God, many mothers probably have went home to be with the Lord, oh God. But we ask today, oh God, today is still a day of celebration. Lord, we just ask that you look upon those that are dealing with great sorrow behind the passing of their mother today. Sometimes Mother's Day is not a good thing for some people, God. But we ask that you be with them. You said in your word that you will be with them until the end of the time, God. And I ask you to look upon them. Give them peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord. Wrap your arms around them right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you honor, we give you praise, and we give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Before I read the text today, I wrote some things about the duties that a mother cares or take care of on a daily basis. And so I just want to, you know, I was thinking about the duty that I have and the responsibility that we all have as a mother. And I came up with like 10 things about what a mother's duty that she does on a daily basis. And the first one I said, a mother cooks. Oh, my goodness. A mother cooks sometimes 2 to 3 times a day. A mother, she is a chef. And if you're like me, some of my kids, they are very picky. Some want to eat this and some want to eat that. So sometimes I have to cook 2 things. Like either you're going to have this or you're going to have that. So we are a chef. Our mothers are truly a chef. Oh, my goodness. Especially on the weekend, you got to make sure breakfast, lunch, and dinner is served on the weekend. And a snack. My kids say, and a snack, Mom. And so the next thing I listed that we are housekeepers. Oh, I know some mothers out there know what I'm talking about. We are truly housekeepers. We clean up all kinds of mess. We wash clothes, we wash dishes. Oh, my goodness, we're picking up clothes on the floor. We're cleaning the bathrooms. You know, we are housekeepers. And we are truly housekeepers. For those that love to keep their house clean, need to keep their house clean, we are housekeepers. Yes, mothers are housekeepers. Also, mothers resolve conflict. Oh, my goodness. If I can have a dollar or even 50 cents on how many times my kids say, Mom, he hit me. Mom, he looked at me like this. She stuck her tongue out. She ate my candy. She's sitting too close by me. Oh, my goodness. I can go on. She walked by me. She hit me. She hit me when she walked by me. She won't share. You know, Mama. Oh, my goodness. If I can just have a 50 cents. Every day when I hear all these things, moms resolve conflict. They resolve conflict among the children, among conflicts in the school. Among, you know, they resolve conflicts. Moms, number four, they event planners. I mean, we kind of take them to the doctor's appointments, dentist appointments, appointments here. We have appointments that we have to take our children to. Event planners. Also, mothers are teachers. Mother teaches her child everything. Even teach them how to walk, how to pray. We have to teach our kids how to bathe themselves, how to wash dishes, how to clean their room, how to do laundry. Mothers is a teacher. How to be respectful, things that you should do, things that you should not do. We are teachers. The Bible says that to train up your child in the way they should go. And when they're older, they will not depart from it. Plant the seed, the word of God, into their life. And when they're older, they might stray out, but the seed has been planted. The seed of God, the word of God has been planted. We are their first teachers. We're chauffeurs. Oh, my goodness. We got to take them to school. We have to pick them up. We got to take them to sports. Someone know what I'm talking about today. Take them to all type of activities like dance and gymnastics. Take the boys to the barber shop. We are chauffeurs. We are chauffeurs. Oh, I applaud the single mothers today. I applaud you. Number seven, we do laundry. I missed out a lot of things that I do in here. We separate clothes. Wash out stains, old clothes, and then we have to iron them for them to put it on. We do laundry. A mother's job is never done concerning their children. It's always something that we can do. We are counselors. We are finance managers. We're a healthcare provider. I can't tell you how many times I have kissed and prayed over a bump. Down and prayed over a headache, prayed over a stomach ache, even the ones that, you know, try to pretend that they're sick so they won't go to school. I pray over them anyway. I pray, oh, Lord, just help their stomach. I pray that they have a good day at school. I have to pray. Praying for headaches, little bruises that I don't even see, okay? We are health care providers. We have to take them to the doctors. Oh, my goodness. And don't mention the ones that get sick and that we have to counsel our whole day, take off from work, and stay home with sick children. Mothers are health care providers. Number 11, we create activities for our children, activities directors. We have to continue to keep our kids busy or they will get bored. I mean, we have to make up games to get the kids' attention, teach the kids how to manage their time and be productive. I mean, a lot of time my kids just said, I said, come on, young guys, let's just play a game. Let's just play tic-tac-toe. Let's play a family game. We have to be productive. We have to, we have to be productive when we're concerning our children. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. We all are sending a big thank you to all our mothers and their hard work today. Being a mother is not an easy job. And so we want to make sure that we tell our mothers how much we appreciate them. Now, today we're going to talk about a woman that, you know, I was researching, and I wanted to talk about a woman that I wasn't really familiar with. And I sort of stumbled on this woman. Her name is Rispa. And you can find her in the book of 2 Samuel, the 21st chapter. It doesn't really tell you too much about Rispa, but I just love her dedication and her commitment as a mother. Rispa, in this chapter, Rispa was a concubine of Saul, King Saul. And in today's time, a concubine would be like a mistress. But in the Old Testament, they were called concubines. And so King Saul in the book of the 21st chapter of Samuel. At this time, King Saul had died. And but yet his children were grown. They were been very productive. But the Bible talks about how a famine this time David was he was the king. And the Bible says that there was a famine in the land. And we all know that a famine is sometimes rain. We don't get a lot of rain that our crops may grow. And at this time, the people were suffering. The people didn't have hardly food to eat. But the Bible said that David, he sought the Lord. And he asked the Lord, why was this famine occurred? And we all know that anytime there is a famine in the Old Testament, most likely it's more like it was a judgment on the people. It was a judgment from God on the people. And so we always tell the kids, one person will mess it up for everybody. And so here we see that it was a famine upon the earth that affected everybody. But the famine that came upon the people was a famine that was caused by Saul's sin. Saul had sinned against the Gibeonites. Okay, and so we look in the book of Joshua, the ninth chapter, when Joshua was entered into the promised land, and they was to take captive of the promised land. Some of the people, they had to go in, they had to kill off, and they had to take the land by force. And so they came against the Gibeonites. The Gibeonites was already in that land, but they had deceived Joshua and told Joshua that they had came from somewhere far, and that they was new into the land. And because of this, Joshua told them that they made a covenant that they was not going to kill the Gibeonites. Again, the Gibeonites was in the land. But they had deceived Joshua in thinking that they had just came into the land, that it was foreigners that had traveled in the land of Canaan. And they deceived Joshua because they did not want Joshua to destroy their people. And so Joshua, he made a covenant with the Gibeonites. And he told the Gibeonites that they were not going to destroy the Gibeonites and that they was going to, leave them alone. And so that promise kept, that covenant kept all the way up. And it wasn't just a covenant between the Gibeonites and the Israelites, but it was a covenant between the Israelites, Joshua, and the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Again, it was a covenant between the Israelites and the Gibeonites and the Lord. It was a three-stream covenant. And so they kept that covenant, not because they were trying to be true to the Gibeonites, but they were being true to God. Oh, hallelujah. And so I'm talking to someone today. You may have made a commitment to God. You keep your commitment, even if you have fallen off your commitment. Get back on it and show God that you're still faithful to the oath that you have said before him, the promises that you have kept before him. Be faithful to what you have told God that you was going to do. Oh, hallelujah. And so we see that the covenant stayed faithful all the way up until the reign of Saul. And so Saul, when he became the king, he sent out a big massacre on the Gibeonites. And he killed off hundreds and hundreds of the Gibeonites. And, that shows you that Saul did not fear the Lord. He did not fear the covenant that was made between the Lord, the Gibeonites, and the Israelites. He massacred hundreds and hundreds of the Gibeonites. And so even though the Israelites did not remember the covenant that they had made in Joshua, God remembered. Oh, hallelujah. God remembered the covenant. And so God sent a famine upon the land. And so when God sent the famine upon the land, David asked God, what can we do to reconcile this problem? So the Bible said that David had a meeting with the Gibeonites. And he asked, what can be atoned for the sin of Saul? What can we do? Can we give you gold? Can we give you money? Lots of money. So we know that David had a lot of money. Can we give you silver? Can we give you land? They said, no, we don't want any of that. What we want is seven of Saul's sons dead. Oh, my goodness. And we know that the number seven means what? Finish, perfection. Okay? And so what they wanted was, they did not want money. They wanted a seven of Saul's son dead. That was going to make an atonement for the covenant that it had broken. Okay, and so I'm going to read the 21st verse, or 21st chapter, starting at the sixth verse. It said, all right, the king said, I will do it. Excuse me. This is what David said. The king spared Jonathan. Now, Jonathan, the son of Mephibosheth, who was Saul's grandson, because of the oath David and Jonathan had sworn before the Lord. But he gave them Saul's two sons, Armoni and Mephibosheth, whose mother was Rizpah. Now, we're talking about Rizpah, daughter of Ai. He also gave them the five sons of Saul's daughter, Merab, the wife of Adrilla, of Barzillai, from Mehola. The men of Gibeon executed them on the mountain. They execute them on the mountain before the Lord. Let me read that again. He also gave the five sons of Saul's daughter, Merab, the wife of Udrilla, the son of Barzillai, from Mehola. The men of Gibeon executed them on the mountain before the Lord. So all seven of them died together at the beginning of the barley harvest. So we see five sons from Merab, and two of the sons was from Rizpah. They were Saul's concubines, right? Rizpah was Saul's concubine, okay? Merab was Saul's granddaughter. And so they executed five of her sons, because we have to remember they're all in lineage of Saul. And they executed two of Rizpah's sons. Now, this is what I want you to pay attention to. Then Rizpah, daughter of Ai, the mother of two of the men, spread burlap, which is a sackcloth, on a rock and stayed there the entire harvest season. She prevented, this mother, oh hallelujah, this mother prevented the scavengers' birds from tearing at their bodies during the day and stopped wild animals from eating them at night. This mother had to watch her son being executed on a cross and hung. Now this mother went so far that she stayed 5 long months. She had laid a sackcloth on a rock, and from sun up to sundown, she protected the dead bodies of her son. She protected them. I mean, she protected their dignity. She protected them. She protected, even though they was dead, she protected them. This mother said, I love you like myself, to the moon and back, mama. This mother, she had to look at her sons hung up for 5 months, fighting off the lions, fighting off the insects. For 5 long months, the Bible says she spread her sackcloth on a rock and stayed there the entire harvest season. She prevented the scavengers' birds from tearing at their bodies during the day and stopped the wild animals from eating them at night. When David learned what Rizpah, Saul's daughter, had done, he went to the people of Jabesh Gilead and retrieved the bones of Saul and his son Jonathan. So when David heard how faithful this woman was, the love that this woman shown towards her dead son, it moved David to go to Gilead to get the bones of Saul and Jonathan. And it records that even he took the boy's body down and buried them all together. This woman, in spite of her son's been dead, this woman continued to stay there for 5 months to protect off the enemy that was trying to come to devour her sons. And I'm here to tell you that your son or your daughter may be in a dead state right now, may be disrespectful, may be talking back, may be lying, may be involved in drugs and gangbangers. Don't give up on them. Continue to fight the enemy for them. Because sometimes when they're in a dead state, they cannot fight for themselves. But we as mothers that are faithful to the call, that is faithful to God, will intercede for their children and fight their battles. Oh, hallelujah. This faithful mother, in the midst of the death state of her boys, she lay there for 5 months. Oh, hallelujah. Smelling all the decay and all the stuff that we smell from a dead body. But yet, she was faithful to the call. She was faithful to the call that God had given her these children. She was there when she birthed them, and she said, I'm going to be there while they're dead, and I'm going to make sure that I'm going to stay here for someone to come and take my sons off this tree. I'm going to stay here. And because of her faithfulness, and because of her faithfulness and her love for her children, her compassion for her children, David came and took the bodies of her boys and buried them as they had a natural funeral. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I don't know who I'm talking to today, but don't give up on your children, because God has, you know what? God did not give up on you. Oh, hallelujah. Sometimes I just want to just take my kids and just take them and drop them off somewhere. But you know what? God has to remind me. My mother didn't drop me off somewhere when I was cutting up, when I was being rebellious. Just continue to pray for them. Continue to speak life over their lives, mothers. Oh, hallelujah. This too shall come to pass. I say this too shall come to pass. Isaiah 66:13 says, as one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you. Proverbs 31:25 says, she is the mother. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. Oh, hallelujah. We need to laugh at the devil, because we know those days are going to come. We're going to laugh at the devil. We're going to laugh at the Lord. But devil, you think you're doing something. Oh, but I have a Lord that will fight my battle. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She's going to continue to stand firm. She can laugh at the days to come. Proverbs 31:26, the mother, she opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. The mother now, Proverbs 31:31, honor her, the mother, honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works ring her praise at the city gate. 1 Peter 3:4, you should be known for the beauty that comes from within, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is so precious to God. Psalm 127:3, behold, children are an heritage from the Lord, and the fruit of the womb a reward. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He's worthy to be praised. Oh, hallelujah. We ought to bless our mothers on a daily basis. Oh, if it's just with a phone call to tell your mama, hey, what you doing? Oh, hallelujah. I tell you, I call my mother every day. I call her every day. Oh, hallelujah. I just pray that you enjoy this message. Oh, my goodness. You know, I was thinking about Hannah when the Bible talks about how she was barren. You know, many, many people today maybe was barren at the time. And the Bible said that Hannah cried out to the Lord. And I know you probably cried out to the Lord, Lord, give me a child. Give me a child. If I can't have a child, Lord, I have no purpose in life. And the Bible says that Hannah cried out to the Lord and made a vow that she would give that child to the Lord. Remember when you made that vow? Lord, if I just have a safe pregnancy, if you just bless me with a child, Lord, I'm gonna serve you, Lord. I'm gonna take him to church. I'm gonna give him to you, Lord. Remember the vow. Remember the vow that you made to God. And the Bible says that God blessed her. God blessed Hannah with Samuel. God bless her. God heard her cry. And many may be going through some things with their children right today. God hears your cry. God has not forgotten your labor of love. God hears your cry. Mary, the mother of Jesus, she was faithful to taking care of our Lord. She was faithful. God had to choose someone that he knew that was going to be faithful, someone that was going to be strong enough to stand against all the murmuring, all the things that people said about her. I'm pretty sure that people would come up to her and tell her, oh, your child is not the Messiah. Oh, you lying. I know that she probably came up against a lot of that. But God knew who he had to choose for the job. Just like God knew who he was going to choose your child and you for the job for your child. Oh, hallelujah. The Gentile woman in the book of Matthew, the 15th chapter. I'm not this woman, because this woman was so persistent to asking Jesus to heal her possessed daughter. Even she was running behind Jesus and that son of David. Even the disciples said, you know, Lord, tell that woman to leave us alone. Leave us alone. Woman, get away from us. You're a Gentile. You're unclean. And Jesus responded to the woman. She said, Lord, you know, I just need you to bless my daughter. I just need you to bless my daughter. And Jesus said, Jesus responded to the woman by saying, I was sent only to help God's lost sheep, the people of Israel. But that mother, the Bible says, fell down on her face and began to worship him. She pleaded with him, Lord, help me. She was persistent, oh, hallelujah, to get a blessing from God. She was persistent. She said, Lord, help me. Jesus responded, he said, it isn't right to take food from the children and throw it to the dogs. And this woman with great faith, she responded, that's true, Lord. But even the dogs are allowed to eat the scrap that falls beneath their master's table. And then Jesus said, dear woman, your faith is so great. Your request is granted. The Bible says her daughter was instantly healed. Oh, hallelujah. You may be asking God to heal your daughter or your son today. Oh, hallelujah. Just have faith. All you need is just a little, like as a mustard seed. Have faith that God is true to his promises. Oh, bless your name, God. You are worthy, God, to be praised. Your word, and we thank you for the mothers, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the single mother that has stepped up and taken care of their children today, God. We ask that you bless them, that you bless them abundantly, Lord. We ask that you give them peace that surpasses all understanding, oh God. Lord, we ask that you wrap your arms around them, oh God. Oh, hallelujah, God. We ask that you comfort them, God. Give them strength to run this battle, God, to raise these children, God, in this wicked world, God. Give them strength. Give them the right words to say, oh God. We ask that they sow good seeds upon their children, oh God. And we pray that that seed that flourish, God. And we pray that that seed flourish in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Bless his name. Bless his name. God bless you. I pray that you enjoy this Mother's Day word. Oh, hallelujah. I pray that was encouragement to you today. Oh, bless his name. Bless God. Bless him. Bless God for your children. Oh, he's the one that has given them to you. God bless, and I pray that we will be talking to each other next week. Oh, hallelujah. Bless his name. Have a blessed day. Have a blessed weekend. God bless.